我们读新约圣经腓立比书第三章。
Let's read the epistle of Paul to the Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 3.
新约圣经腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3 in the New Testament.
第一节。弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐，我把这话再写给你们。与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
Verse 1, Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you.
应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行歌的。
Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the false circumcision.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
For we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh.
其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。
Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说，我是法利赛人。
Circumcised the eighth day, of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews,As to the law of Pharisee.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
As to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我也为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
That may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ.The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是极力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
Not that I've already attained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事。就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid out of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Let us therefore as many as are perfect have this mind, and if in anything you have a different mind, God will reveal that also to you.
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照什么地步行。
However, let us keep living by the same standard to which we have attained.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们。
For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from whom also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself.
我们圣经就先念到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你是在用你自己奇妙的爱拯救了我们。
You have saved us with your wondrous love.
你今天在基督耶稣里所赐给我们的是何等丰富的荣耀。
You have granted us this abundant grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们何等感谢赞美你。
How we thank and praise you.
我们真的仰望你的怜悯。
We look to you for your mercy.
让我每次读你自己话语的时候，
Every time we read your word,
虽然很多时候我们感觉到这些话我们是非常的熟悉，
Even though we feel that these words are familiar to us,
但真愿圣灵今天把你写在你话圣经上的话再说在我们的里面。
However, we desire the Holy Spirit to write those words in our heart, the words that were written in the Bible.
我们实在是愿意以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
We certainly want to have the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
主啊，我们是求主你把这样的渴慕的心放在我们每一个人的里面。
Give us this longing heart in every single one of us.
趁着我们今天还有时日的，还有时间的时候。
At this opportunity when we still have time.
我们都抓住这样的机会。
We will all seize upon this opportunity.
我们都做一个智慧的人。
We will all be wise.
我们都能够进入到主的旨意的里面。
And we can all enter into the will of the Lord.
主，我们求助你这样的来怜悯我们。
Please be merciful to us, Lord.
你自己亲自来帮助我们。
May you personally help us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. The book of Philippians describes the life of a Christian.
他讲到我们基督徒生活的意义。
He talked about the purpose of the Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天活在地上是非常有意义的。
Brothers and sisters, we live on this earth, our lives have meaning.
使徒保罗告诉我们，他说他只要凡事放胆。
The Apostle Paul told us that he has boldness in everything.
因为无论是生是死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
Because Christ shall even now, as always, be magnified in his body, whether by life or by death.
这是我们基督徒生活的意义。
This is the purpose by which Christians live on this earth.
就无论在什么样的环境的里面，
Regardless in the circumstance that
we're in, 无论在什么样的时候，
Regardless of the times,
总是让主耶稣基督能够彰显出来。
That we could magnify Christ.
那么主耶稣如果他从我们身上彰显出来，那个榜样是怎样的呢？
And as Christ is being manifested in us, what is that example?
你怎么知道主耶稣基督从 这些弟兄姊妹身上彰显出来呢
？How do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is being manifested in the brothers and sisters？
第二章呢，特别给我们看见我们的主他在地上给我们的榜样。
And in chapter 2, Paul particularly showed us the example of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth.
这就是基督徒生活的榜样。
This is the example by which Christians lead
this life on this earth. 如果基督在我们身上是照常显大。
If Christ is magnified, as always.
你发现我们，看见这一般的神的儿女，他们是以基督耶稣的心为心。
We will see that the children of God have this mind in themselves, which is also in Christ Jesus.
我们的主他本有神的形象。
Our Lord Jesus, He existed in the form of God.
不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
However, He did not regard equality with God.
他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But He emptied Himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
他成为人的样式。
And being made in the likeness of man.
既有人的样子，他就自己卑微。
And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself.
他就存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
By becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
主耶稣基督在地上给我们的榜样是怎样的榜样呢
？So what is this example that the Lord Jesus Christ exerted on the earth?
那是一个谦卑顺服的榜样。
He exerted this example of humbleness and obedience.
今天主借着他的救恩，已经把这样谦卑顺服的生命放在了我们的里面。
Through the salvation that God has given us, He already gave us this life of humility.
当主耶稣基督他的生命从我们里面彰显出来的时候，在外面显出来的就是这样的谦卑和顺服。
As the life of Jesus Christ is being revealed from our lives, then the life of the humility and obedience will be manifested.
因着他这样的谦卑和顺服。
Because the Lord was humble and obedient.
圣经上说，神就将他升为至高。
Therefore, the Bible said that God exalted him on high.
是给他拿超乎万民之上的名。
And he bestowed on him a name above every name.
是天上、地上、地底下一切所有的。
Who are in heaven or on earth and under the earth.
因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天在地上应该有的生活的榜样。
This is the example that we should exhibit on earth today.
就是让我们的父神在凡事上都得着荣耀。
Which is to have glory be to our God the Father.
如果我们在生命中有这样的学习。
If we have this learning in our own lives.
我们愿意学习谦卑和顺服。
And we want to learn of His humility and His obedience.
在第三章一开始的时候。
In the beginning of chapter 3.
这里他使徒保罗说你们要喜乐。
The Apostle Paul said, rejoice.
你们要靠主喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord.
这里面是一个命令。
Here is a commandment.
为什么这里他要命令我们要喜乐呢
?Why did he command us to rejoice?
弟兄姊妹如果我们真的在生命中学习谦卑顺服的话。
If we are truly learning humility and obedience in our lives.
你发现在我们的里面就有一种的喜乐。
You see that in us there is this joy.
那是靠主而有的喜乐。
And this is a joy that when you rely upon the Lord.
这是我们的主在地上给我们的榜样。
This is the example that our Lord has given us.
在人的眼中我们的主是忧患之子。
In the eyes of the world, our Lord was the son of sorrows.
但是在他的灵里面却是充满了喜乐。
However, in his spirit, he was filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人真的愿意学习谦卑顺服的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if a man is truly willing to learn obedience,
你发现他在主里面就有一种的喜乐。
You discover that in him there is this rejoicing in the Lord.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，这个喜乐对他并不为难。
The Apostle Paul said that to write the same thing again is no trouble to him.
因为使徒保罗他自己生活里就有这样的见证。
Because in the life of the Apostle Paul, he manifested this testimony.
他说似乎是忧愁，却是常常快乐的。
Even though he was seemingly sorrowful, but he was constantly rejoicing.
弟兄姊妹，因为他是一个在生命中学习顺服谦卑的一个人。
Because the Apostle Paul was learning obedience and humility in his own life.
似乎是忧愁的。
So it was seemingly as if he was in sorrows.
却是常常快乐的。
However, he was rejoicing always.
所以在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书那里就告诉我们说，你要常常的喜乐，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Therefore, in 1 Thessalonians, it says that you have to rejoice always because this is the will, God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this is the will of God.
所以这里他就命令说你们要喜乐。
Therefore, here he commanded that you need to rejoice.
他说与他自己并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
It is no trouble for him, but it is a safeguard for you.
这个英文翻得很好，就是很妥当，就是是一个保护。
This is a protection for you.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面如果失去了这个喜乐，
Brothers and sisters, if we have lost this joy within us,
就不大安全了。
Then there, we lack safeguarding.
弟兄姊妹，就好像有了危险。
It's like we have danger.
有什么危险呢？
What is this danger?
就是有从主里面出来的危险。
There is danger from the Lord Jesus.
当我们失去这样喜乐时，很可能我们没有住在主的里面。
A lot of times when we lose this joy within us, a lot of times we're not abiding in the Lord.
如果我们没有住在主里面，我们怎么能让基督在我们身上照常显大呢？
If we're not abiding in the Lord, how can Christ shall even now be always be magnified in us?
所以这里他告诉我们，你们要喜乐。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul told us here, rejoice.
那么到了第二节，他特别说到，你们应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行歌的。
In verse 2, is, he said, beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the false circumcision.
很多时候读这段圣经，不晓得这个犬类到底是指的什么说的。
As we read the Bible, a lot of times we don't know what the dogs is referring to here.
好像我们也不能够在这里用很多的时间，好像仔细来查考。
We don't have a lot of time to cross-reference here.
但是当我们读第三节的时候，好像给我们一些的线索。
However, we can find some hints in verse 3.
因为第三节里讲到是正面的。
Because verse 3 talks about something from the positive aspects.
那么第二节讲到是那个负面的。
And verse 2 illustrates the negative aspects.
那第三节告诉我们说，那真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
Verse 3 says, For we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh.
什么是以神的灵敬拜呢？
What does worshiping in the Spirit of God mean?
刚才我们的弟兄正好念到那节的圣经，在约翰福音第四章那里，说到父就是要这样的人来拜他。
Our brother just illustrated that in the table meeting in John 4, how God the Father wanted worshipers such as this.
神就是要让得着一般的敬拜的人，就是在灵和真里面来敬拜他。
God wanted his worshippers to worship him in spirit and truth.
这一般人他们是为了神的满足。
This group of people survive for the satisfaction of God.
他们是在基督耶稣里夸口。
They also put confidence in a glory in Christ Jesus.
他们是把荣耀归给主。
They give glory to the Lord.
他们是不靠着自己的血肉的膀臂。
And they do not rely on the arms of their
own flesh and blood. 他们乃是依靠神的恩典。
They rely on the grace of God.
所以如果我们回去读第二节的话，那这第二节就跟这第三节讲的正好相反。
So if you go back to read verse 2 again, it is the opposite of what is being said in verse 3.
这些犬类作恶的和妄自行歌的，就是为了自己的满足。
These dogs and evil workers and false circumcision,
就为了自己的荣耀,
they survive for their own glory and their own satisfaction.
就是来靠着自己的来夸自己的努力。
They glory in their own diligence.
那为什么这里要让我们防备呢？
Why do we have to take a safeguard against this?
这不是讲的挺好的，前面讲的是这样的喜乐。
Earlier he mentioned about rejoicing.
为什么这里让我们防备呢？
Why do we have to have a safeguard here?
因为我们知道这里所讲的乃是人的肉体。
Because here we know that the flesh of the human beings is being referred to.
弟兄姊妹，人的肉体是非常非常诡诈的。
Brothers and sisters, the flesh of the human race is very wicked.
不仅肉体它会作恶。
Not only would the flesh commit evil.
肉体也想要属灵。
The flesh would also want to be spiritual.
所以这里要防备。
Therefore, we have to be safeguarded against.
当我们在追求要让基督在我们身上显大的时候。
as we pursue so that Christ shall even now as always be magnified.
使徒保罗告诉我们说要防备。
The Apostle Paul told us to have a safeguard.
要防备肉体。
We have to have a safeguard against the flesh.
所以他后面就引到这一章的中心。
Then later on, he led us to the focal point of this chapter.
因为这一章乃是告诉我们基督徒生活的目的。
This chapter tells us the goal of Christian living.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天信了主以后，
Brothers and sisters, after we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
我们今天有了许多的追求，
we have many pursuits.
然而我们还是要夸我们自己的话。
However, if we still glory in our own selves,
我们还要靠着肉体来夸口的话，
if we still put confidence in the flesh,
弟兄姊妹，这和我们在得救之前有什么分别呢？
Brothers and sisters, how is this different from before we were saved?
当我们得救之前，我们生活的目的就是要在地上得着什么？
Before we were saved, our goal in life was to gain something from
the world. 我们想借着这些来夸口。
We want to put confidence in those things.
如果我们今天蒙恩得救了，
But today we have been saved by grace.
我们说我们今天所夸口的不是那些物质的。
We say that we do not put confidence in the materialistic things.
我们今天夸口的是我们属灵的得着。
And we want to put confidence in our spiritual gains.
主的话在这里一针见血地告诉我们，如果我们还是在自己里夸口的话。
However, the word of the Lord very concisely points to the issue. If we're still putting confidence in ourselves,
那不过还是肉体。
Then it is still flesh.
不是基督。
It is not Christ.
不是基督在我们身上显大。
It is not Christ that is being magnified.
那是我们的肉体。
That is only our flesh.
使徒保罗这里告诉我们，如果我们今天信主以后，我们还要在肉体里夸口的话。
The Apostle Paul told us that after we have been saved by grace and we're still putting confidence in the flesh.
我早就可以夸口了。
Then I could have put more confidence.
我在犹太教里就早就可以夸口了。
In Judaism, I could have put more confidence.
我要为自己夸口的话，我就不需要信主耶稣基督。
If I wanted to put confidence in the flesh, then I do not need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所夸口的没有人能比得上的。
In Judaism, what I can put confidence in, nobody can surpass me.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗这里告诉我们说，若有人要靠着肉体夸口，他说我更可以靠着了。
Here the apostle says in verse 4, although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们基督徒生活的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the goal of Christian
living. 不是说我今天要表现得非常属灵，让全世界人都来羡慕我。
It is not for me to appear to be spiritual so that everybody would be envious of me.
弟兄姊妹，我们是要属灵不错。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to be spiritual.
但我们不是要以这些来夸口。
However, we do not put confidence in the
flesh. 不是靠着肉体在那里夸口。
We are not putting confidence in the flesh.
使徒保罗说，如果要夸口的话，我早就可以夸口了。
The Apostle Paul said that if anyone else has a mind to put
confidence
in the flesh, I far more.
他说我是第八天受割礼。
He said that he was circumcised on the eighth day.
弟兄姊妹，他这一下讲到神跟亚伯拉罕立的约。
The Apostle Paul was referring to the covenant that God has established with Abraham.
他告诉我们说他是最正宗的。
He was the most orthodox.
他是第八天就受割礼了。
He was circumcised on the eighth day.
他和亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒是一世一样的。
He was exactly like the son of Abraham, Isaac.
都是第八天受割礼的。
He was circumcised on the eighth day.
他是直接可以承受神向着亚伯拉罕的应许的。
He could directly receive the promise that God has promised to Abraham.
如果你是外邦人，你根本不可能第八天受割礼的。
If you were a Gentile, you would have no chance of being circumcised.
因为你信主的时候，你已经很大了。
Because when you believe in the Lord, you were already aged.
你无论怎样夸口，你总夸不过保罗的。
No matter how much you want to put confidence in, you cannot have more than Paul.
他第八天就受割礼了。
He was circumcised on the eighth day.
他是以色列族的。
He was of the nation of Israel.
神喜爱雅各，恨恶以撒。
God loved Jacob and hated Esau.
神拣选了雅各。
God chose Jacob.
神使这个属地的雅各变成了一个属天的以色列。
God turned the earthly Jacob into the heavenly Israel.
他说我是以色列族的。
He said that I am of the nation of Israel.
我是神所蒙爱的这个线的。
I am from this line of the beloved tribe.
你们最多是属以扫的。
You at the most belong to Esau.
那是神没有拣选的。
That was not chosen by God.
至少在圣经里面写的神他拣选了这个 拣选了雅各。
At least in the Bible, it said that God has chosen Jacob.
他是以色列族的。
He was from the nation of Israel.
你看他这个讲到他的夸口的时候，他是从列祖就开始夸口了。
When he started to put confidence, he could put confidence from the forefathers.
然后他说我是便雅悯支派的。
And Paul said, I'm of the tribe of Benjamin.
便雅悯支派有什么好的？
What is so special about being
便雅悯支派是很小的一个支派。
The tribe of Benjamin was a very small tribe.
便雅悯支派有什么好夸口的呢？
What confidence can you put in the tribe of Benjamin?
我们知道在雅各这十二个儿子的里面，最值得夸口的就是便雅悯。
We know that of the 12 sons of Jacob, the most to have confidence in was Benjamin.
因为只有他是在迦南地生的。
Because only Benjamin was born in the land of Canaan.
你其他11个哥哥你们再好。
All the other older brothers,
你们没有一个是生在神的应许之地。
None of you were born in the promised land.
只有我们便雅悯支派的是生在以色列地的。
Only us, the tribe of Benjamin, was born in the land of Israel.
你看看这个夸口，谁能比得了？
How can you compare with this confidence?
他从列祖就开始这样的来夸口。
From the forefathers, he started to have confidence.
他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Paul said, "I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews."
那个时候，我们知道犹太人他们亡国了。
At the time, we know that the Jews have lost their nation.
你知道他们离开了自己的祖国呢？当然，很可能他们在这个生育上，也许就有掺杂。
We know that they've left their country, and so there may have mixtures in their procreation.
就算是没有掺杂，你就发现这个希腊的文化，当时的这些的世界各国的文化要影响他们。
Even though there was no mixture, there's still a lot of other cultures. The Greek culture is affecting them.
使徒保罗他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
However, the Apostle Paul said that he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他根是最正的。
His root is the most
他的血统是最纯的。
And his bloodline is the
一点掺杂都没有。
There was no mixture.
我不是说希利尼化的希伯来人，我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
I am not a Greek proselytic, but I am a Hebrew who speaks Hebrew.
他是实在是这样的纯正。
He was so orthodox.
就律法说我是法利赛人。
As to the law, he was a Pharisee.
我们知道法利赛人在以色列人当中，他们是特殊材料做成的。
We know that of the Pharisees, they are made of special components.
他们是一般优秀的分子。
The Pharisees were the cream of the cream.
是在犹太教中这先进阶级。
They are the most advanced class in Judaism.
他们向着律法是神的律法是那样的认真。
To the law, they were so serious.
他们完全超过其他任何犹太教里面的任何的其他的人。
They surpass all the other races within Judaism.
如果你想夸口的话，这些你比得过吗？
If you want to put confidence in, can you surpass this?
他说我是这个热心说我是逼迫教会的。
In verse 6, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church.
为什么说逼迫教会是说热心呢？
Why would you call a persecutor of the church zealous?
因为对于犹太人来讲，神的教会是异端。
Because to the Jews, the church of God is heretics.
如果你不关心神的事，
if you are not concerned about
如果你说我心里想的是得到地上一点点的好处，
if you are only thinking about gaining something good,
如果你想说我今天只是想说我自己过一个平安稳妥的生活，
you just want to lead a peaceful and steady life.
我要像世人一样过着跟世人一样的生活，
I just want to lead a life like anybody else on
this earth. 你不会去关心到这些人的。
You will not be mindful of these people.
只有你像使徒保罗一样，你特别的要为神大发热心。
And unless you're like the Apostle Paul, who was extremely zealous for God,
你特别爱神。
And you particularly
你盼望把神所恨恶的统统除掉。
You wanted to cast out all the things that God hated.
他们认为这个信耶稣的这一个拿撒勒人教党是应该被除掉的。
And the Jews at the time felt that the sect that believed in the Galilean, Jesus, they had to be removed.
他们是亵渎神明的。
They are blaspheming the name of God.
所以他们要极力的把他们除掉。
So with their utmost strength, they had to cast out the sect.
就热心来讲，他是逼迫教会的。
And so as to zeal, he is a persecutor of the church.
就这律法上的义来讲。
Verse 6, as to the righteousness which is in the law.
就是律法上的行为来讲，他说他是无可指摘的。
Which means the behavior that is in the law. he is found blameless.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果有人想说要夸口的话
，Brothers and sisters, if anyone wants to put any confidence in anything,
我想说我今天要表现一下我特别属灵的话
，I want to show off how spiritual I am.
弟兄姊妹，你比不过保罗。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot surpass the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗说这是肉体。
The Apostle Paul said, "This is
flesh." 这不是基督。
This is not Christ.
这不是基督在我们身上显大。
This is not Christ being
manifested. 这是肉体在我们里面发动。
This is the flesh being at work in our bodies.
这是需要十字架来除去的。
This is what the cross needs to cross out.
这是真割礼把它割去的。
This needs to be circumcised by the true circumcision.
因为我们今天蒙恩得救以后，我们生活的目的不再是这些。
Because today, after we've been saved by grace, our goal of Christian living is not this.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这实在需要防备啊。
Brothers and sisters, we need safeguards.
我们想说，从前我们追求世上的好处，我们以世上的得着为夸口。
Previously, we were pursuing after the world, and anything we gain of this world, we have confidence in those things.
使徒保罗是在宗教里面追求，你以宗教的得着那里夸口。
And the Apostle Paul was pursuing after religion, and he was putting confidence in the gains in religion.
那我今天是追求属灵啊。
But today I'm pursuing after.
我为神做工。
I'm working for God.
我有很多工作的果效。
I have a lot of outcomes of my day.
我有很多大的事工。
I have many great works.
我有在神的儿女中间，我是让人所羡慕的。
Among the children of God, people long after me.
那我以这个夸口有什么不对呢？
What is wrong about putting confidence in these things?
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们，这还是肉体。
Brothers and sisters, Paul said, "This is still."
这是一模一样的肉体。
This is the same old flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们今天生活的目的。
This is not the goal by which we live today.
使徒保罗告诉我们，他生命发生了极大的转变。
The Apostle Paul says that he has there's a dramatic.
从前这些都是他生活的目的。
Earlier, these were all
his goals. 他生活的目的就是能够在人面前能够夸口。
What he wanted to, he lived by.
好像他这样的年轻人实在是少得呀。
So that among the young people,
他不是在那里沉醉于那个最终之乐。
He was not enjoying the pleasures.
他不是像今天许多的年轻人在那里只寻求世上的好处。
It was not like the young people of today who's only after the gains of the world.
他是在那里要讨神的喜悦。
He was trying to please God.
他所夸口的，你看每一样好像都是属灵的一样。
All the things he had put confidence in, it was spiritual.
但是使徒保罗的他的生命发生极大的改变。
However, the Apostle Paul said that there's a dramatic change in his life.
大马色的路上。
On the way to Damascus.
荣耀的主向他显现。
The glorious God appeared to him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，他看见了这位荣耀的主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, he saw this glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
他经历了这位荣耀的主耶稣基督。
And he has experienced this glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
他从那天开始。
From that day on,
他说他一生都没有违背那从上头而来的意象。
He has not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
在他这一生的当中
，in his entire life,
他在写腓立比书的时候，他已经到了年老的时候。
When he was writing the epistle to the Philippians, he was old.
他这里告诉我们说，他乃是里面充满了一个羡慕。
But he had this longing in his heart.
他说他的生活的目的只有一个。
He only had one goal in his life,
就是以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Which is to know the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus.
他生活的目的只有一个。
There was only one purpose for his life,
就是要得着基督。
Which is to gain Christ.
更多的得着基督。
To gain Christ more and more.
弟兄姊妹，不是要这个得着许多大的工作。
Brothers and sisters, not to gain more great work.
不是要显出自己多么大的本领和自己的口才，自己的恩赐。
Not to show off his great works and utterances and gifts.
也不是显明自己特别属灵。
And not to show off that he was so much more spiritual.
让你们大家都来羡慕，看看这里有这么一个属灵的一个人。
So that all of you can look at him and look up to him and say, "Oh, what a spiritual person!"
弟兄姊妹，这不是使徒保罗生活的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the goal of Paul's life.
使徒保罗生活只有一个目的。
Brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul only had one goal in life.
得着基督。
Which is to gain Christ.
他以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝啊。
Which is to know the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus is Lord.
他这一生当中，他真的可以见证主耶稣基督实在是他的至宝。
Brothers and sisters, in his life, Paul can truly testify that he know the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ is Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这里边文字他用了很短、很简练的文字。
He used very concise words.
他不能够把他的主里面那个所有的经历、所有的丰富，好像都这样写给我们。
He could not describe every single spiritual experience in the Lord to us.
但是他就好像在这个汪洋大海里面拿个小勺漂了一点点，让我们尝一尝。
But then he took a little spoon and spooned a little bit of water from this great vast ocean.
让我们看看在基督里是何等的宝贵啊。
So that we see the surpassing value in Jesus
Christ. 这一位主耶稣基督太宝贵了。
This Lord Jesus is so precious.
得着主耶稣基督才是我们生活的目的。
The goal of life is to gain the Lord Jesus Christ.
他告诉我们说他现在在基督里面已经完全得称为义。
He said that in the Lord Jesus Christ, he was found righteous.
不是因律法而得的义。
It was not a righteousness from the law.
还乃是从神而来的义。
It was righteousness from God.
就是因信心而有的义。
Through faith.
弟兄姊妹，你以为这件事小事情吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you consider these things lightly?
弟兄姊妹，这些对保罗来讲太宝贵了。
To Brother Paul, these things are precious.
哦，他这一生在那里律法里面，在那里追求，在那里努力啊。
His entire life before, he was pursuing after righteousness.
没错，在外面的行为上，在人的感觉里面，他真的是无可指摘的。
From his behavior, outward behavior, and from the eyes of men, he was blameless.
因为在你们面前，我表现得可好了。
Because before men, he was very good.
在你们的面前，我真的咬牙，我也要表现得好一点了。
Before men, I would gnash my teeth and appear to be
good. 哪怕我这个气已经到了嗓子眼，我要把它压下去。
Even though my temper was about to burst out, I would suppress it.
我至少表现我属灵一点了。
At least I could appear to be
more spiritual. 我在律法的意义上是无可指摘的。
Because right, my righteousness in the law was found blameless.
使徒保罗知道，在他内心中的就是贪心，在那一直在那发动啊。
However, the covetousness was constantly at work in the heart of Paul.
他说律法上说不可贪心。
The law said, "Do not covet."
但是他如果律法上不写的，还不晓得自己有多贪心。
But if the law had not written in that way, he did not know how covetous he was.
越说不可贪心，那个贪心越在里边发动。
The more the law mentioned covetousness, the more he had covetousness working in his heart.
他知道在人面前他是无可指摘，没有问题。
He knew that he was blameless before the eyes of men.
但是在神面前，他的义好像破烂的衣裳一样。
However, before God, his righteousness was like the filthy rags.
弟兄姊妹，他这里面告诉我们是神今天称他为义。
Brothers and sisters, here Paul said that God had reckoned him righteous.
在他一切不得称义的事情上，靠着这人就都得称义了。
In all things that he could not be reckoned righteous by this one man, he was
reckoned righteousness.
Today, Jesus became his righteousness.
弟兄姊妹太宝贵了。
Francis, this is indeed too precious.
主耶稣基督对他俩太宝贵了。
To him, Christ Jesus,
他是何等大的释放呢？
This is such great liberation.
哎呀，因着主耶稣基督，他就可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前呢。
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, he could come with confidence before God.
他再也不看自己的不配。
He did not consider himself
不看自己的软弱和失败。
He did not consider himself his failure.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天基督成了他的义啊。
Because today the Lord Jesus Christ
became 弟兄姊妹，你看见了吗
？Brothers, do you see?
你经历了吗
？Have you experienced?
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的释放呢
？Brothers, this is such liberty.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗他就好像在这里给我们，他把他的所有的经历只拐出一点点，让我们尝一尝啊。
Brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul described a little bit of his deep experiences.
因为他知道基督不仅是他的义啊。
Because he knew Jesus Christ not only as his own righteousness.
基督是他的平安。
Right, Jesus Christ was also.
是他里面喜乐的泉源。
Jesus is also the.
是他的避难所。
Is also.
是他在患难中随时的帮助啊。
His help in times of
need. 哦，这位主耶稣基督实在太宝贵了。
This Jesus Christ is so precious.
哦，让他今天在主耶稣基督里面得到何等这个何等多的丰富。
He has got granted so much abundance in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这位主耶稣基督的里面，他常常可以过得胜的生活。
And in this Lord Jesus Christ, you can constantly have this overcoming life.
我们看见这位主耶稣基督太宝贵了。
So he sees that the Lord Jesus Christ is so precious.
不仅如此，他告诉我们说，他要认识基督。
Not only so, he says that he wants to know Christ.
要晓得他复活的大能。
And to know the power of his resurrection.
他告诉我们说，不仅在得胜的时候，他发现基督宝贵。
Not only did he find that when he was victorious, that he found that Jesus Christ was precious.
在他软弱的时候
when Paul was weak,
他发现基督还是那么宝贵。
The Lord Jesus Christ was also precious.
基督对他更加的宝贵。
Jesus Christ was even more precious to him in his failures.
他曾告诉我们，他们在亚细亚在那边服侍的时候，被压太重，这个实在是力不能胜。
He mentioned that when he was in Asia and the affliction was so much that
那里的苦难太大了。
And they were burdened excessively beyond
his strength. 他们就是连活命的指望都没有了。
And they despaired even of life.
连使徒保罗他我自己心都断定是必死的了。
And the Apostle Paul said that he has given himself the certificate of death.
就在这样的时候。
Even under this circumstance.
他经历到基督复活的大能。
He has experienced the power of his resurrection.
叫我们不再靠我们自己。
So that we did not rely on ourselves.
但是靠那叫死人复活的神。
But rely on God who has risen the dead.
哦，弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们失败软弱了。
For instance, oftentimes we fail and we are weak.
他们发现基督是何等的宝贵。
Then we realize how precious the Lord Jesus is.
有时候诗歌这样告诉我们。
There's one hymn that told us.
其中有一节的经，那个歌词，他说，是不是在我下倒之时，我才失你爱的心？
And it says that whenever I fall down, then I start to know the love of God in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们远离了神？
Oftentimes we have gone astray from God.
多少时候我们真的失败了？
A lot of times we have truly failed.
我们像彼得一样否认主了。
Like Peter, we have denied the Lord.
我们甚至落到最终了。
We have even fallen into sin.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们回到主面前，我发现神的爱没有改变。
But when we come before the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that the love of God has
never
changed.
哦，他复活的大能把我们重新恢复起来。
The power of His resurrection.
我们好像经过死里复活一样。
It's like we have been risen from the
dead. 让我们晓得他复活的大能。
So that we can know the power of His resurrection.
使徒保罗告诉我们，就是在软弱失败的时候，基督还是那样的宝贵啊。
Even in his weakness and his failures, the Apostle Paul discovered that Christ Jesus was still very precious to him.
后面告诉我们，他要交通于他的苦难。
And later on in verse 10, Paul also talked about having the fellowship of his sufferings.
弟兄姊妹，交通于基督的丰富，大家都愿意的。
Everybody wants to have fellowship of the abundance
of Christ. 谁愿意交通于基督的苦难呢？
Who wanted to have fellowship of Christ's sufferings?
弟兄姊妹，这里保罗告诉我们，太宝贵了，基督太宝贵了。
But Paul, the Apostle Paul here said,
得着基督是他生命的目的。
And to gain Christ is his goal, his life.
就是经历一点点那个基督的患难，真的是太宝贵了。
So even though he had to go through a little bit of the suffering and affliction of Christ, it is still precious.
当然，这里讲的基督的患难不是指着他上十字架的患难说的。
It is not referring to the suffering on the cross.
这里说到的是为义受逼迫。
This suffering refers to
为做基督徒而受苦
being persecuted as a Christian,
为主的名而受苦
being suffering for the name of the Lord Jesus.
你在公司里面，你在那里谢饭祷告的时候，人家就把你饭盒拿走了。
When you are bowing your head for grace in your company, then people took your lunch.
你看看你的神在哪里
？See where your God is.
你的神如果真的是真实的把饭赐给你。
If your God is indeed true, then God will give you your food.
弟兄姊妹，你还要不要在人面前为主做见证
？Brothers and sisters, do you still want to testify before men?
你怕人的脸面吗
？Are you afraid of what people would think of you?
你愿意在人面前承认主的名吗
？Would you acknowledge His name before men?
你说我这个同事已经3年4年了，他们都不晓得我是基督徒。
You said that these colleagues have been with me these 3-4 years and they did not know that I'm a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗他无论走到哪里。
Brothers and sisters, regardless of where Paul was,
他总是在那里过敬虔的生活。
Paul always led a pious life.
他总是为义而受逼迫。
He was always suffering for righteousness.
他看为基督的身体，就是教会，就是要补满基督患难的缺陷，都觉得是那样的宝贵。
He wanted to fill up the sufferings of Christ. Even that was precious to Paul.
弟兄姊妹，因为当我们这样经历的时候，主说你的赏赐是大的。
Because as we experience in this manner, God said that your reward would be great.
弟兄姊妹，他发现基督太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, Paul found that Christ was so
precious. 就是交通于他的苦难，他都愿意的。
He was even willing to have fellowship of Christ's suffering.
后面他说要磨成他死的形状。
Later on in verse 10, it says that being conformed to his death.
中文圣经他说到这个效法他的死。
Being conformed to his death.
这里边在原文就说，就是好像主耶稣是个模型。
It's like the Lord Jesus was this model.
然后好像一个像做这个砖坯一样，是一个模型。然后把那泥巴，把那个这个灰倒进去，就成了那个模子的样子。
It's like the Lord Jesus was a mold, and you pour yourself into it, then you become the conformed to Him.
主耶稣的死有个形状的。
There is a form to be conformed to his death.
他被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
When he was threatened, he did not say a word.
他在艰难困苦里从来没有任何的怨言。
In affliction and difficulties, he did not murmur.
充满了对父神的感谢和赞美。
His heart was full of thanksgiving and praises to God the Father.
他的那个是有个形状的。
Therefore, there's an image of, by which his death.
向着世界，向着血气，向着肉体，向着自己的一切，全都是死的。
He was dead to himself, to his flesh and the world.
使徒保罗他觉得能够这样的被这个磨成他死的形状，这都是非常宝贵的。
The Apostle Paul found that to be conformed to his death was even precious.
弟兄姊妹，因为这里他可以在生命中复活。
Because
经历那个复活的生命。
Because here in verse 11, you can attain to the resurrection from the dead.
不仅仅是那个大能。
It's not just the power of resurrection.
更是那个生命。
It's also life.
他说死在我身上发动，生就在别人身上发动。
Because death was at work in me, and life was at work in other people.
所以他这里面只是非常简单的、非常非常简略的，把主耶稣基督何等的宝贵，他这一生当中所经历的，来给我们看见。
So Paul only showed in summary fashion how precious the Lord was to him and his experiences.
所以他说他现在以从前所得着的，真的是觉着是粪土啊。
Therefore, what he had gained in the past, he really considered rubbish.
根本不是他生活的目的啊。
That was not his goal.
如果那个是他生活的目的，实在是受亏损呢。
If that were to be his goal of life, he would suffer loss.
我很喜欢中文的这个翻译，他说是丢弃万事，看作粪土。
More than that, he count all things to be loss.
你说这个在。你看这英文，他说这是损失嘛，是 suffer 那个 loss， 是好像觉得这是很痛苦的一件事。
Some people may feel that it is bad to suffer loss.
弟兄姊妹，你丢弃粪土的时候，不知道你是痛心的，你还是觉得痛快。
But when you cast out rubbish, is your heart happy or sad?
弟兄姊妹，我们能为主摆上什么呢？
What can we give to the Lord?
哦，如果我们看见基督是这样的宝贵，
if we can see the Lord,
我们看见得着基督乃是我们生命的目的。
If we know that to gain Christ is the goal, our goal of life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那真的是丢弃万事啊。
Then we can count all things as loss.
而且他说这些是有亏损的。
And all these things are just loss.
那你说为什么不能一面得着基督，一面得着世界多好啊？
Then you say, why can't I gain Christ on one hand and the world on the other hand?
我在地上做财主，在天上做拉萨路，多好。
I will be a wealthy man on this earth and be Lazarus in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，一个人就是不能侍奉两个主。
The Bible tells us we cannot serve two masters.
不可能又爱神又爱马门，不可能的事情。
You cannot love God and Mammon.
你不是重这个轻那个，就是爱这个，就是恨那个。
You would either like this or hate the other.
弟兄姊妹，这些地上的东西让我们受亏损呢。
Brothers and sisters, these earthly things would count loss
to us. 这些属灵的这些夸口让我们受亏损呢。
All these spiritual confidence would be lost to us.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗告诉我们，因为基督是这样的宝贵。
The Apostle Paul told us that because the Jesus Christ was so precious to him,
他生命的目的完全改变了。
So his goal in life totally changed.
他今天是以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
He counted knowing Jesus Christ as surpassing value.
他生命中唯一的目的就是要得着基督。
And his only goal in life is to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹，因着这样的生活的目的，
because of his goal in life,
你看在他里面有一个极大的渴慕。
He has this great desire.
他告诉我们说他是怎样来追求的。
He tells us how he pursued after.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗他告诉我们他是怎样来追求认识主的。
The Apostle Paul tells us here how he pursued to know Jesus Christ.
第十二节后面给我们看见他追求的特点。
And then from verse 12 onward, it tells us the characteristics of his pursuit.
头一个特点就是没有限量的追求。
His first characteristic that is pursuing without limits.
因为这里他说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
In verse 12, he said, "Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus."
他说这里说这个要得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
I was laid hold of by of Christ Jesus.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这里面看见说主耶稣基督得着了他。
it you know that here Christ Jesus has laid hold of Paul.
这个原文的意思就把他抓住了。
In the original language, it means that Christ has seized him.
把他逮捕了。
And Christ has captured him.
好像警察捉小偷一样把他抓住了。
It's like the police capturing the robber.
警察把小偷抓住就扔到监牢里去。
If the police has caught a robber, he would throw him into prison.
基督把保罗抓住是让他得着基督。
But when Christ has captured Paul, he wanted Paul to gain Christ.
让他不再去寻求其他的目的。
And Paul would no longer pursue
after other goals. 以得着基督为他生命的目的。
He think of gaining Christ as his only goal in life.
而且在小字里面，他说这一个翻译或作，要得着基督耶稣，要我得着的。
And in italics, it also says that it is because also that I was laid hold of what Christ wants me to lay hold of.
你看，如果基督让我得着的，那是何等的丰富呢？
If this is what Christ wants me to lay hold of, how abundant!
我要得着的有的时候很有限的。
What I want to lay hold of is sometimes.
我得着一点我就满足了。
When I lay hold of this, I'm.
我得着一点我就觉得我了不起了。
When I gain of this, I'm satisfied.
我得着一点我就可以在你面前夸口了。
When I gain this other thing, I can boast in front of other people.
弟兄姊妹，这里说是基督让我们要得着的。
But brothers and sisters, here it says that Christ, this is what Christ wants us to lay
hold of. 他让我们得着的是没有限量的。
What he wants us to lay hold of is
without limit. 所以他说我竭力的追求啊。
Therefore, I press on.
他越追求越发现自己没有得着。
The more he pressed on, the more he realized he has not laid hold of anything yet.
越追求越发现自己无有。
The more he pressed on, the more he says that he has nothing.
所以这个追求是没有限量的追求。
So this pressing on is without limit.
弟兄姊妹，这是使徒保罗在主面前的追求。
Brothers and sisters, this is the pressing on of the apostle Paul.
是没有限量的追求。
There is no limit.
第二方面。
Secondly,
他说，弟兄们，他再说，我不是以为自己已经得着，他再说一遍。
So in verse 13, Paul repeated again, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet."
他说，我乃是他说我乃是只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
In verse 13, it continues, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
我管它叫做不顾一切的追求。
I call this a pressing on that disregard everything.
弟兄姊妹，你在读的时候，我不知道你没有感觉他在跑，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, do you realize that he's running a race?
你知道一个人在跑，在赛跑的里面。
If a man is in a race,
我不知道你们谁在赛跑中你在那儿跑过。
Have you ever participated in a race?
我是跑过的。
I have participated in a
race. 我从前小的时候是被放在运动场上去在那里跑的。
And when I was young, I was in the track team.
你知道等到最后我们要得冠军的时候。
But at the end, when you were going to first place,
我们要冲刺的时候。
When you're going for the final dash,
什么都忘记了。
You would forget everything else.
绝对不会想今天张三有没有替我加油啊。
You wouldn't think about whether my friend up there
还有没有李四在那里说啊，你别跑那么快。
And then were there somebody else telling me not to run so fast?
什么都听不见。
You could hear nothing.
在外面喊都白喊，我跟你讲。
So you who are cheerleaders,
看台上喊的人都是为自己喊，根本这跑的人听不见的。
When you were cheering for nothing because the one the race is here.
他要达到目标的时候，我跟你讲，什么都听不见。
When someone is fixated on the goal, he would hear nothing.
他不顾一切。
He would discard everything.
前几圈到底跑得快慢，根本想都不想。
He would not think about the other.
有没有跌倒？不想了。
He would not even consider whether he has fallen.
自己的脸上表情什么样，人家看着怎么样，不管了。
He would not consider even his facial expression.
哦，你就看见说那个时候最怕人照相了，那个照相最可怕了，这非常可怕的一件事情。
At that time, I would really be afraid people took my pictures because I would look very.
哦，那是咬牙切齿，好像要把人吃掉一样，哇，冲啊，冲啊！
I would be gnashing my teeth. I was like I was going to kill somebody. I would just be dashing.
弟兄姊妹，这是使徒保罗的追求。
Brothers and sisters, this is the pressing on by the apostle Paul.
忘记背后吧。
Forget about what.
不要觉得说你今天我失败了，昨天我又失败了，前天又失败了。弟兄姊妹，忘记背后。
Brothers and sisters, don't think about oh I failed yesterday, I failed the day before, I failed the day before, the day before.
哦，上个礼拜我真的是被圣灵大大充满了。
Or last week I was totally filled with the Holy Spirit.
你看看神是何等的用了我这个器皿哦。
And God has used my this vessel greatly.
哎呀，今天可怎么办呢？今天如果主不用我，这多丢脸呢。
And today if God doesn't use me as a vessel,
弟兄们，忘记吧，忘记背后。
Forget about what lies in the past.
不管你是觉得你失败也好，你的得着也好。
Whether it was your failure or gain.
真正摆在赛场上的人，他只有一个目标，只有一件事情啊。
When you're truly in a race, there's only one thing of great concern.
他就要向前去啊。
Which is to go forward.
弟兄姊妹，不能太多事情啊。不能太多的事情。
You cannot consider too many other things.
如果一个在赛场上的一个人，他事情太多的话，没法跑的。
If you have too many other things that are concerned to you, you cannot race.
想想是不是要多喝口水呀、
啊、？If you want to think, should I get a cup of water?
是不是得吃一块巧克力呀、啊、
？Should I take some?
弟兄姊妹，不可以。
Brothers and sisters, no.
只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
就是往前追求。
Which is to press on.
弟兄姊妹，这是不顾一切的追求。
This is a pressing on that disregards everything.
然后后面他告诉我们是有目标的追求。
And later on, he tells us this is a pressing on with a goal.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这一个目标是确定的。
Brothers and sisters, this goal is fixed.
这个目标是什么
？What is this goal?
用追求半天，追求什么
？What are you pressing on for?
冲了半天，最后冲错了。
What are you dashing for? You dash to the wrong finishing line.
你就发现你冲了半天，最后那个不是终点呢。
You dash and dash and realize this is not the finishing line.
所以这个追求必须有准确的目标啊。
So this pressing on requires a very precise goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们的目标是什么
？Francis, what is our goal?
就是磨成神儿子的形象。
To be molded in the image of His begotten Son.
弟兄姊妹，不是许许多多的外面的工作。
Francis, it's not all these outward works.
没有错，我们需要为主做工，极力的为主做工。
Yes, it is true. We have to work for the Lord.
但那不是我们追求的目标。
But that is not the goal by which we press on for.
不是要表现得非常属灵，让人都羡慕。弟兄，这不是我们的目标。
It is not to be appearing spiritual and let everybody long after you.
然后我们好像能够做一个伟大的布道家，做一个伟大的神学家。
So also, or that we become a great preacher, a great theologian.
我们要明白许多深奥的道理。
And that we know a lot of deep knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，也许这些我们，也许主这样的使用我们。
Maybe the Lord would use you in
this way. 但那绝不是我们的目标。
However, that truly cannot be our goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们的目标只有一个。
Brothers and sisters, we only have one goal.
就是磨成神儿子的形象。
To be molded in the image of the Son of God.
这是神在我们身上的旨意。
This is the will of God in us.
弟兄姊妹，纵然我们外面有再伟大的工作。
Brothers and sisters, even if we have great works.
当我们这个人在那里出来的时候，肉体表现出来了。
But when we, when our flesh is also being manifested,
血气、骄傲、嫉妒、纷争，那得显出来了。
The flesh, the pride, the strife, everything is showing out.
弟兄姊妹，毫无价值。
Brothers and sisters, there's no value.
一文不值。
It's totally nothing.
好像粪土一样。
They're like rubbish.
因为那个目标错了。
Because your goal is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，我们只有一个目标。
We only have one goal, brothers and sisters.
就是磨成生儿子的形象。
Which is to be molded in the image
of the Son of God. 这是我们奔跑的目标。
This is the goal by which we race.
所以这一个奔跑，这一个追求是无限量的追求。
So this race or this pressing on has no
limit. 是不顾一切的追求。
And this pressing on has
disregarded everything. 是有准确目标的追求。
And this pressing on has a precise goal.
后面他告诉我们是有奖赏的追求。
Later on, it tells us that there's a price that is related to this.
当然，我们知道，我们到那一天，我们等到我们生命尽头的时候，我们如果是这样的追求，我们知道一定有奖赏的。
We know that, of course, on that day at the end of our life, there will surely be a price.
但是我们读希伯来书的时候，我们发现这里面所告诉我们更加的鼓舞我们。
However, we notice that when we read Hebrews, there's something even more encouraging.
希伯来书十一章那里告诉我们说，人非有信。就不能来到神的面前，就不能讨神的喜悦。
Hebrews 11 tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God.
说这个人要来到神，必须相信神是。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
而且相信神就是他那就是那个追求寻求者的赏赐。
And he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样追求的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we press on in this manner,
主常常把。他自己作为赏赐给我们。
The Lord constantly rewards us with He Himself.
这实在是我们非常宝贵的经历。
This is truly a very precious experience for us.
有的时候我们在读圣经的时候
，A lot of times when we're reading the Bible.
哎呀，我们就是每天三章旧约，一章新约，好痛苦。
And there are three chapters in the Old Testament and one chapter in the New Testament. It is so painful. It is like we don't have any When can I understand this Bible perfectly? When can I get to a point when I open the Bible and it's all light?
Oh, 弟兄姊妹, 神是那寻求者的赏赐。
Brothers and sisters, God is a rewarder of himself to us. Sometimes God granted us with his presence in our midst.
我们还是在那里读圣经,
We're still reading the Bible.
但你发现好像每一句话都好像在向你说话一样。
But you realize that every single word is like he's talking to you.
从前读圣经, 那是我们最痛苦的一件事。
Earlier, it was painful for you to read the Bible. You have to gnash your teeth.
弟兄姊妹，现在心里都总是想着去读啊。
Now you long to read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主里的追求啊， 不是线性的增长， 不是直线这么增长， 不是。
Our pursuit or our pressing on the Lord is not a straight line pursuit.
这个增长是曲线的， 是那个加速的。
This pursuit or this pressing on is exponential.
弟兄姊妹，开始的时候你觉得好像很慢， 对不对？
In the beginning, if
you think the process is so small,
but there is a reward here.
主知道我们软弱。
The Lord knows that we're weak.
哦，他是寻求者的赏赐。
He is a rewarder of those who seek him.
所以这里面他让我们在一个更深更大的那个境界里面，那个扩大的度量里面来追求。
This is a pressing on with greater and deeper.
从前我们的追求度量是很小的。
Before we pursue after him with a limited capacity. As the Lord expands our capacity. In an expanded capacity, we would press on and pursue after him.
他就是说,
and the Apostle Paul said that as many as are perfect, in verse 15, have this mind. And somebody would say, this is nothing to do with me.
这一章圣经跟我没关系了。
This verse is nothing to do with me.
是我不完全。
Because I'm not perfect.
我们中间完全都要以此为心，要有这样的意念。
In verse 15, let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this mind.
弟兄姊妹，这个完全不是在我们实际上的完全，是地位上的完全。
This perfection is not referring to perfection in reality, but perfection in your position. In the eyes of the Apostle Paul, by the grace of God, positionally, we're all made perfect. We are all positionally perfect. Every single child who has been saved by grace, we should press on in this manner.
而且他说呢，这个，而且呢，是他说，他说。 他说这个，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
And also in verse 16, however, let us keep living by that standard by to which we have attained.
这中文这翻译有一点点的好像差距。
There's some discrepancy in the two translations.
因为照着中文这个翻译啊，那我今天，哎呀，刚刚得救，慢慢追求啊。
According to the Chinese translation, you could think that I'm just saved by grace so I can pursue. I can press on slowly.
我今天还带着工作了。
I'm still working. I'm still.
我也不像使徒保罗那样全时间侍奉神。
I'm not like the Apostle Paul.
我要像保罗那样全时侍奉，我也就这么追求。
If I were to be like the Apostle Paul, I would totally press on. I would press on with that disregard everything.
但是我现在太有限了。
However, I'm so limited.
我照着到了这个地步，我就照着地步慢慢走吧。
So when I'm in this position, then I would take it slowly.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果读这个英文的圣经，或者你读原文的话，它是这个意思。
But in the original text, it means this.
他说，无论你在什么地步，
regardless of where you have attained,
那个追求的原则是一个。
There's only one, the same principle by which you press on.
都是这么追求的。
You all press on in the same manner.
不要以为你今天带着工作你就亏了。
Don't think that because you have a job that you have fallen short.
神不亏待人的。
God would not treat anybody with partiality.
神是非常公平的。
God is very partial.
你看看但以理在这个巴比伦的宫中多么忙啊。
You think that, think about Daniel. He's so busy in the courts in Babylon.
他是做总理的。
He was the head prefect.
你说他怎么能够经历基督呢？
How could Daniel experience Christ?
肯定赶不上别人了。
His knowledge of Christ could not surpass anybody else.
他经历到神是可以使狮子的口闭住的神。
However, Daniel, in his busiest moment, when he was concerned with all these other things, he realized that God was the one who can shut up the mouths of the lions.
他要不做那份工作，他不晓得神是可以使狮子的口闭住的。
Had it not been for his job, he would not know that God would shut the mouth of the lions.
弟兄姊妹，无论在什么地步。
Brothers and sisters, regardless of the position by which you have
attained, 这个追求是一个，
the pressing on
原则是一个原则。
By which we have the same pressing on
principle. 你说我现在刚刚得救，弟兄姊妹，刚刚得救最好追求了。
If you say you've just been saved by grace, this is the best time to press on.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚得，我们就应该全力的来追求啊。
And when you're just saved by grace, you should press on with all your strength.
你说现在我已经信主二十年了。
And you say I've believed in the Lord 20 years.
上面讲的我差不多都知道了。
I know all the sermons.
上面讲的有时候好像我比他讲的还好一点。
I can even offer a better sermon.
哦，弟兄姊妹，无论到了什么地步。
Regardless of the position you have attained.
都是同样的原则在追求。
You have to press on by the same principle.
无限量的追求。
You press on without limit.
不顾一切的追求。
You press on that disregard everything.
准确目标的追求。
You press on with a precise goal.
有奖赏的追求。
You press on with this price in mind.
弟兄姊妹，最后他就劝勉我们。
Brothers and sisters, he exhorted us later on.
他说你们要一同效法我。
Follow my example in verse 17.
为什么要效法他？
Why do we have to follow in Paul's example?
使徒保罗告诉我们，我们要效法他什么呢？
What did the apostle Paul wanted us to follow his example with?
我们要效法以他生命的目的为我们生命的目的。
We have to follow his example and use his goal in life as our goal in life.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们是天上的国民。
Brothers and sisters, because our citizenship is in the heavens.
如果我们是天上的国民。
If our citizenship is in heaven,
我们今天被摆在地上。
Today we're placed on this earth.
生活的目的不是以地为念。
Our goal in life is not to be mindful of earthly things.
因为我们是天上的国民，弟兄姊妹。
Because our citizenship is in heaven.
我们今天是暂时的寄居在这个地上。
We're temporarily sojourning on this earth.
我们在这个地上不能扎根呢。
We cannot set our roots deep in this
earth. 我们不能够只为自己的肚腹的满足在那里生活。
We cannot just live for our own appetite on this earth.
我们的生活的目的不是在这里，是在这里以自己的羞辱为荣耀啊。
Our goal in life is not to use our own glory to our shame.
因着我们是天上的国民。
Because our citizenship is in heaven.
我们今天在地上生活不错。
It is true, we live on this earth.
但我们今天在地上生活的目的却不是这个地。
However, our goal in life has nothing to do with this earth.
我们生活的目的乃是得着基督。
Our goal in life is to gain Christ.
他告诉我们说，既然是天上的国民。
Because we are citizenship, our citizenship is in heaven.
天上的国民等候什么？
What do people who have citizenship in heaven wait for?
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们这些天上的国民今天在地上我们等候什么。
What do we wait for on this earth when our citizenship is in heaven?
是不是等候股票的市场能够慢慢稳定下来？
Are we waiting for the stock market to stabilize?
等候的有一天每个人都找着工作了，我们就哈利路亚，我们就把荣耀归给神。
Are we waiting for a day when all the brothers and sisters have jobs and then we give glory and thanksgiving to the Lord?
我实在是盼望每个人都有工作，没有问题的。
I truly desire for every one of us to have jobs.
但是弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们既然是天上的国民。
However, the Apostle Paul tells us that because our citizenship is in heaven.
我们今天等候的是我们的救主从天上降临。
We're waiting for a Savior who is descending from the heaven.
我们知道有四个我们美国人这个被这个伊朗抓住了。
Oh, there are four people who were captured, four Americans who were captured in Iran.
我们有四个年轻人被他们抓住了。
There were four young men who were captured in Iran.
我看新闻都看到了。
I saw that on the news.
我发现这些年轻人哇，这个没有被打得鼻青脸肿。
They were not beaten in prison.
哎，我觉得这个。伊朗的他们对他不错。
The Iranians treated them fairly well.
哎，吃的还不错。
They were pretty well fed.
很健康哦。
They look very healthy to me.
但你问问这四个年轻人。
However, if you ask these four young men,
他们里面盼望什么？
What are they waiting for?
他们是不盼望，我们就在伊朗安家吧。
Let's just establish our homes in Iran.
在这里面找个太太好了。
Let's find a wife in Iran.
在这里。建一个大房子好了。
Let's build a big house in Iran.
弟兄姊妹，这四个年轻人，如果你去采访他的话，他们里面只有一个感觉。
If you interview these four men,
他们只有一个盼望。他们真的盼望有一天看见美国的飞机从天降临。
They hope that the airplane would descend from the heavens.
因为他们是美国人。
Because they're Americans.
弟兄姊妹，我们是天上的国民。
Brothers and sisters, our citizenship is in
heaven. 我们今天被主留在地上不错。
Today it is true that the Lord has kept us on this earth.
但是我们等候什么呢？
However, what are we waiting for?
我们等候救主从天上降临。
We're waiting for our Savior to descend.
因为当他来的时候，
because when he comes again,
弟兄姊妹，比我们在地上得着的一切还要好。
When he comes again, what we would gain from him is better than anything we can get in this earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上，我们有生命的学习。
It is true, we're learning our life. 我们今天愿意
学习十字架的功课。
We are willing to learn the
lesson of the cross. 我们今天愿意让圣灵把这个基督的性格组织在我们的里面。
We want the Holy Spirit to constitute the divine character in ourselves.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们整个这个人的完全的拯救，乃在乎主耶稣从天降临。
However, our total redemption is only dependent on his coming again.
我们的灵得救了，我们的魂正在那里被主改变，但是我们的身体的得赎还在乎主从天降临。
Our spirit has been saved, our soul is being changed. However, for our bodies to be totally redeemed, it depends on him coming back again.
他要用那叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
Brothers and sisters, read verse 22. It is so glorious. He will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself.
所以使徒保罗说，你们要效法我。
Therefore, the apostle Paul says, follow my example.
看看那些效法这样走的人。
Observe those who walk according to this pattern you have seen in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
这里面主把我们生活的目的清清楚楚地摆在我们的面前。
Here, the Lord Jesus has portrayed the goal of life very clearly before us.
弟兄姊妹，我们是天上的国民。
Brothers and sisters, our citizenship is in
heaven. 我们今天在地上只有一个生活的目的。
We only have one goal in life on this earth.
就是以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Which is to know the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus.
多多来得着基督。
We need to gain him more and more.
多多的认识基督。
We need to know Christ more and more.
让主的生命在我们里面来更新变化我们。
So the life of Christ would transform us and renew us inside.
我们等候主耶稣基督从天上降临。
We're waiting for the Lord Jesus to descend from the heavens.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天在地上生活的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the goal of life for us on this earth today.
盼望神的圣灵把这一个目的深深的这样光照在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten this goal in us.
祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
主，你向着我们的意念是何等的荣耀的意念。
Your desire toward us is such a glorious desire.
主啊，你不仅仅要把我们从罪恶死亡的这个泥坑里面拯救出来。
Not only do you want to save us from the muddy pit of sin and death.
你要把我们带进荣耀的里面。
You want to bring us into glory.
哦，我们的整个的全人都要像你。
Our entire being will be like you.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
How we thank and praise you.
你今天把我们还摆在时间，摆在这个地上。
You have put us in time and on this earth.
让我们在你面前得着智慧的心。
So that we can have the heart of wisdom before
you. 让我们在地上不做糊涂人。
So that we would not become foolish on this earth.
我们抓住今天的机会，多多的来认识、追求、认识基督。
So that we would seize upon the opportunity you've given us today to press on to know the Lord Jesus.
让你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
So that your will can be done in us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.